Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. PCC welcomes fall and celebrates National Organic Harvest Month with organic apples and pears grown by small family farms in eastern Washington with 9 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
I think we've turned some kind of corner with tofu eating in America. Doesn't seem exotic.
But comes from your long-standing love affair with Chinese food and Asian food in general?
Yeah. It must. I mean, how else? But more people are eating it now, and not just like health food fanatics and so on.
Yeah, I hope so, because, you know, there's room for tofu in any diet and every diet. And unless you're allergic to soy, you can have it. And it's also this just marvelous food, all the different kinds, you know, that at Northwest they make tofu skin. We were talking about that.
I love tofu skin. I like to have it in dim sum places, and I like to be able to buy it in a store at Northwest Tofu, which is around 19th and Jackson, 20th and Jackson.
Do you ever break off little pieces of those dried sheets and deep fry them? They're just like pork rinds.
Is that right?
Oh my God, yes.
They puff right up.
Yes.
You know?
I like to call them vegan chicken skin.
Right. Tell us about testing recipes. I mean, you must come up with some colossal failures and fix them. How's testing for you?
You know, I curated the recipe list for every single book with certain things in mind, certain kind of points that I want to educate people about. Oftentimes, each recipe chapter starts out with an easy recipe, and then it graduates towards more difficult ones or things that are just kind of conceptually odd. For example, in the homemade tofu tutorial, I end up with the fermented tofu recipe. In the sweets chapter, the last recipe is a tofu donut, because like the donut is just like this weird thing, and people go, oh God, you can make donuts with tofu? And it's like, yeah, it's not that much of a stretch, you know, but yes, you can do it. And yes, it requires dough and deep frying and all that stuff, but they are so worth it.
Are they anything like regular donuts?
Or? They're like a cross between a yeast and a cake donut.
Oh, really?
And everything that I put into a book gets tested by me many, many times until I'm satisfied with it. And the recipes are written down almost like a performance piece, to tell you the truth, because I try to include enough nuance and visual and tactile cues so that readers and cooks can take that journey to the destination that I want them to get there. I use my own recipes. And then after I'm okay with the recipe, I send it out for testing.
Oh, for other people too.
To make sure
great,
home cooks
great idea.
Yes. Can...
Yeah, so I have a group of volunteer testers, and some of them are my stylists who work on the book too. They just volunteer because they want to do different things. And some are home cooks of different range. Some are professional chefs. And they go through them and they critique them. And so, you know, they are, in this book, in Asian Tofu, one of the cool things I did was I called out the suggestions that the testers made, because I really wanted to give them credit for saying, hey, you know what? I made that particular dish, and instead of the garnish you suggested, I put something else on there, just so that it gives people permission.
It's funny, but you often hear people say stuff, well, would it be okay if I didn't? The food police aren't going to break down your doors. Folks, even if you think you don't like tofu, try it. And you know what? Go to an Asian restaurant of some kind and order a tofu dish just to get yourself started, and then get Andrea's book. It's Asian Tofu by Andrea Nguyen. It's a great book. I just love it so much, and I'm so glad that you wrote it.
And your cookbook is already stained and ripped. I love that about you, Stein. Hardcore.
You know, Cheryl gives me a hard time about that. She says, oh, you're getting your cookbook dirty. Thanks so much for dropping by, Andrea.
Thank you so very much, both of you.
You know, I think I'll go home today and make some of those fried tofu skins and take some pictures and show you on the web. You can see them at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. They're good. It's like tofu fried pork rinds. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson and Andrea Nguyen, author of Asian Tofu, I'm Dick Stein.